Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friend. Today I want to talk about the weird dynamics of age while traveling abroad and the single life. Everyone has their own philosophy about age. Age is only a number. Age is a mindset. You're as old as you feel. I'm going to open up and be pretty vulnerable on this topic because I feel like what we say and what we feel can be very different. So I'm just going to tell it like I see it, and I welcome your thoughts over on my Instagram, which I'll link in the show notes. For me, age has always mattered. I was a very young mom, and while I had the confidence to talk to the other moms at my son's school or sporting events, it was clear that although our kids were the same age, we were in very different stages of life. So I never really connected with the other moms on a deep friendship level. The dads, on the other hand, they were always keen to chat with me, which again definitely impacted my mindset around the dynamics of men and women. And I think because I was such a young mom and a young empty nester, it has heightened my youthful energy. I didn't get to party a lot in my later 20s or 30s, so these last few years of travel have really been my time to explore myself and what I want in a partner. My ex-husband was very close to my age, and I had known him since I was a teenager, even though we didn't get married until much later. There was a feeling of home with him. We had the same job as teenagers, our friends were the same age, and we went through growth periods together. Although clearly we grew in different directions. There was something to be said for being at the same stage of life, and that felt really comfortable to me. But then you go out in the world, and you start meeting people randomly who pique certain interests, or there's even a sexual attraction that falls completely outside of your age range, and honestly, it's a little jarring. Having a son who, at the time of this recording, is now 23, also puts a really creepy perspective on really young guys who hit on you. And I like to party and have a good time while I'm traveling. So I do adventurous things, I go on pub crawls, and go dancing, and this tends to draw a younger crowd of guys. Everyone says we're the hardest judges of ourselves, and I totally agree with this. But for the life of me, I don't understand why so many young guys have hit on me, hooked up with me, etc., etc. Age almost never comes up. They just don't care. It's usually me who asks, and then I find myself mortified hearing ages that start with a 2. Like, literally, I could be your mother. It really feels like Sylvie from Emily in Paris, season 2, when she's dating that super young guy who is gorgeous. And I mean, the actress who plays her is so stunning, so I kind of get it. But even in the show, it clearly was not a relationship in alignment specifically because of the age gap. Every time these young guys, 10, almost 20 years younger than me, hits on me, I just want to ask them, exactly how old do you think I am? I know looks can be deceiving, but also I'm no Sylvie, let's be real. Yes, I 100% own that I have a young energy, but it's so odd to me to be hit on by such young guys. And to date, I would say none of these guys would be relationship material because they're just at a different stage of life than me. On the flip side, I've had several friends encourage me to date older men. I'm not ruling it out, but also, I had a really fast start into adulthood, and I'm not trying to rush into the retirement years. To me, partnership means doing life together. And when you're with a partner who's significantly older than you, in my opinion, it's going to put you into two different stages of life sooner. I've got a couple of decades in front of me that I want to live full out. So I guess that's how I'm thinking about age. I want a partner who is on the same path and isn't going to turn left halfway through the journey. As I talked about in episode 10, I think if I met someone organically and I felt a strong connection and most of the boxes were ticked on what I'm looking for in a partner, then age would matter less. But as I also vulnerably shared, I don't really get hit on in bars. And when I do, it's always the 20-somethings or the 60-somethings. My friends back home can validate that this isn't just an abroad thing. It was the same situation back home in the States. It seems like the dating apps are the way to meet people, but honestly, this is a call to action to all the single guys out there. Kick it old school and talk to women in bars. If she's not interested, cool, moving on. You didn't lose anything by trying, but maybe she'll say yes to you buying her a drink, and you never know. After being in countries literally around the world, there are two truths that I can say with full confidence. Number one, if you're a woman who smiles at a guy in a bar, he will receive that as an invitation, period. Anyone who has spent time with me in person knows that I'm a smiler. It's a lovely habit I picked up from my mom. When you see people, you smile. When you want to create a friendly space, you smile. Even if you just want to chat with the guy or girl next to you in the bar because you're alone, you smile. It has been a foundational tool in my corporate networking and in meeting people as a solo traveler. But in a bar, the smile means something entirely different, especially abroad. Use that information as you will, ladies. Number two, age matters much less everywhere else in the world. Americans get caught up more into age. I see so many videos on Facebook that point out Hollywood couples with big age gaps. And the reason they keep popping up is that it's so shocking to see. But what's always the most shocking is when you see a woman with a much younger man. It's just not quote unquote normal. And she's automatically labeled as a cougar. But when you flip the script and you see much younger women with older men, it's like, yeah, that's Hollywood. There is no derogatory name for it. And I'm sure that's played into my mindset as well. But the whole point of this travel life is to explore my options. Age gaps are just not as taboo in other places in the world. So, as Bruno Mars says, I'ma leave the door open. If you want to weigh in on the age gap combo, send me a DM on Instagram and share your thoughts or story of perhaps how you're making it work with a partner with a significant age difference. I'd really love to hear from you. Until next time, my friend, may distance and age be no match for true connection. See you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.